people wanna get known. I stop with the night. A lot of people sitting down by the light. A lot of people wanna get known. I stop with the night. A lot of people wanna get known. Justice tonight. Remember, I can't get over. No one will guide you through all the genius and time.
Hasta la vista, baby.
You're now listening to Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. Brand new track by Montreal's Cresting. That song was called Sashes. It's on a brand new EP that just dropped on Fixture Records, based out of also based out of Montreal. You can snatch that one up at fixture-records.com. Lots and lots of new stuff for you this week. We got a summer bummer preview. We've got a Piss Jeans spotlight here. They've got a show coming up this week. A bit more about that down the road. My man Josh will be calling in again this week. It's been a little while, but he'll be chatting on the air about some Cold Cave prurient material here that he has brought into the studio. But right now, we're going to kick things off with a brand new track from Philadelphia's Kurt Vile.
Mm-hmm. screaming it. Alright, I'm going out the door. I wanted everything. I wanted everything. I wanted everything. But I think that I only got most of it.
Brand new one from Woven Bones. I believe they're from San Diego. That one's on Needless Records, second release by San Diego's Needless Records. Woven Bones just also put out a new 7-inch on local label Sweet Rot. That one should still be available at your local grocer. Woven Bones also has a brand new 12-inch coming out on Zoo Music, also based out of San Diego. That one should be coming out sometime in the very near future, hopefully September, if all things go well. Just ahead of that was a brand new track by Kurt Vile. It's a four-way split called Philadelphia's Finest on the Crack label. That's also got Jack Rose, Meg Baird, and the U.S. Girls. That one is definitely still available. Worth it just for the Kurt Vile track alone, although everything else on it's pretty good too. Starting off the set was Cresting from Montreal, and that was Sashes from brand new EP on the Fixture Records label. The track was called Waving Spades in the Air. Got a little spotlight on all the bands playing the Media Club this Saturday. Piss Jeans from Pennsylvania, somewhere in Pennsylvania. They will be playing the Media Club with two local acts, Womankind and the Beelines, two of my favorite bands in town right now, actually. That's going to be a dynamite show. You won't see me there. I will be in Portland for the Summer Bummer Festival. But if you're not doing anything else this weekend, or hey, if you have something that you're doing, drop it. That's going to be an amazing show. Piss Jeans might not come back for some time. They are from far away. So I would definitely recommend seeing that. But right now we're going to check out Womankind here. They'll be opening up that set along with the Beelines. They don't have any releases yet, but a CDR was passed my way. This is for a forthcoming 7-inch and possible 12-inch. We'll see how things go. But right now, this is Womankind on CITR 101.9. We'll be right back.
makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, British Columbia. Last track there was by The Beelines. That was Crazy Glue, taken from their brand new 7-inch on Nominal Records. Six punk rippers jammed in on one amazing 7-inch. Get out there and snatch that one up. One of my favorite local bands. And they will be opening up for Piss Jeans coming in from Pennsylvania. That was Piss Jeans ahead of them with Dream Smothers off their brand new full-length album on the Sub Pop label. And then ahead of that was an unreleased track by another local label opening up for that show, Womankind. Another dynamite live act. That one is not to be missed, folks. This Saturday, Media Club, August 22nd. Tickets are pretty cheap for that, which is saying something in this town where it costs about $30 to go to a show these days, so you're going to be paying about half of that. Coming up this weekend for myself and a few others heading down from Vancouver is a festival called Summer Bummer. It's taking place over 3 days at a couple different venues near the downtown area of Portland, and there's lots and lots of great Portland bands playing, but tons of touring groups from the West Coast and a few from beyond. Also a Time Cops local band will be playing that as well. So the next little about half an hour or so is dedicated to a lot of the bands that are playing. You can check out the Summer Bummer website by just googling Summer Bummer. That'll pop up right away. There's a MySpace and a webpage. Tickets are still available for that. I think you can be put on the guest list or the will call. It's fairly inexpensive for 3 days and how much you get there. There's about 40-odd bands playing altogether. Should be a good one. Right now, we're going to start off with one of my favorite tracks from Meth Teeth, who I've seen several times, but always amazing. They have some forthcoming releases as well, including a brand-new LP, a long-coming LP that was supposed to be out sometime last year, but it's been delayed and it's coming out in September. The cover art's done and everything, so that one should be good. You'll be getting a lot of spins on that. But this is a classic track from a self-released cassette by Meth Teeth. So this is Failure Selected by God.
Yeah. CRTC is asking the public for comments as part of a nationwide review of campus and community radio. That review includes this station. We're asking that you let the CRTC know what local, nonprofit, volunteer-driven radio means to you and your community. Maybe you're a fan of community radio. Maybe you've donated. Or maybe you're a volunteer. Then please write to the CRTC and make sure you tell them you support the idea of stable funding for the sector. To submit your comments, visit the website crtc.notlong.com and look for review number 418, the review of campus and community radio. The last day for comments is Friday, October 16th.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. That last batch of tracks there was taken from a lot of the groups playing the Summer Bummer Festival in Portland this coming weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That should be an amazing weekend. I'm pretty excited to go. Tons and tons of bands playing there, including some that I didn't play, like Ganglions, Sick Alps, Eat Skull, Mayors, The OCs, Ebonics, Unnatural Helpers, Christmas Island, Graffiti Island, Penn's, Personal and the Pizzas, Pierced Arrows, and lots of local Portland bands I've never even heard. So I'm excited to check out a lot of new stuff coming out from Portland right now. That last set, I'll just run it down from the bottom up. That the last track there was The Intelligence, Boys in OA from 12-inch from last year on In the Red. Ahead of that was an unreleased track by Gestapo Kotze. It was called Smoke Signals. And then before that was Time Cops, local band Time Cops, heading down there. The one and only Vancouver band representing down at Summer Bummer. There's actually a winter version of the festival called Dumber Bummer. And Sex Church actually played that last time. So Time Cops around in the Portland area for this batch of shows. Ahead of that was Ty Siegel with Maria Stacks off his split with The OCs on the Castle Face Records label. And then Box Elders with Stay off their brand new LP on Goner Records. And then Christmas Island, Morning Sunshine, taken from a 7-inch from last year. They're split with Jonathan Riley. And then ahead of that was Meth Teeth with Failures Selected by God off of their self-released cassette from last year. That's actually just been reissued on cassette as well by the Night People label down in Iowa City there. So you, if you like that track, you can definitely track it down still. I believe it's just nightpeople.org or .com to check that one out. Up next, we have a brand new track by Cold Cave. And then my friend Josh should be calling in, and he's actually slipped me a Cold Cave Prurient collaboration cassette that was tour only for their UK tour earlier this year, and quite different from what Cold Cave and Prurient both do, as you will see. But right now we'll just start it off with Cold Cave. This is CB and Me off their brand new LP on Warm Heart. You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. That was an older track from Prurient, taken from his Pleasure Ground album on the Load Records label. Ahead of that was Cold Cave, a brand new track off their brand new LP. And right now we've actually got a special guest here, and we're going to be hearing a Cold Cave and Prurient collaboration. So if you've been listening for the last 15 minutes, you're about to hear something quite different. Let's just see if Josh is here. You on the line there?
Yep. Yeah, hey.
Hey, man. Where did you grab this from again? Was this New York?
Yeah, I grabbed it in New York. Got it from the hospital shop. Dominic from Prurient runs Hospital Records. Put out some Cold Cave stuff. Drew my attention to it. He was like, "Oh, you should grab this because it's going fast." And cassette, Cold Cave, Prurient collaboration. It's like sealed the deal. He made special note of it being an ambient release, not drone. And I said I appreciate the distinction. And it really is not drone music.
No, this is straight up ambient. I listened to it last night when I was going through and trying to pick the tracks. There's one long track on one side and two on the other, and it's quite nice. It wasn't as it's a little darker. I mean, it's not that like nice warm ambient type stuff.
It's no
a lot of people
airport,
associate.
But, it's like an interesting thing to grow out of those two projects working together. Seems so alien to both, maybe less to Prurient's particular interest in field recordings and quiet electronics in between his sort of power electronics industrial noise.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as Cold Cave is concerned, I don't know where their feelings on music lie, really. It's hard to tell.
Well, they're definitely
their cold delivery.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell they draw influences from a lot of more well-known things. Like Joy Division is a huge one, obviously, and then obviously you can tell that they're listening to a lot of cold wave stuff from the 80s.
Totally,
that
yeah.
is still a lot of that's unreleased, and you really have to know what you're getting into. I mean, I barely even know that much about cold wave.
It's hard. When I was in New York, it seemed like every other record store I'd go into would have these compilations that I'm like, I've never heard of this, and like, I don't know, and it's like all regional, like, oh, here's like all the cold wave bands from New York between 1980, 2 and 3,
yeah,
on one LP, and you're just like, I don't know, like, is this good? it's amazing to find out they're still completely sort of not necessarily undocumented, but like just totally unknown areas of music still yet to be mined for all of its gems,
I mean, that's just even North America. There's just tons coming out still from Mexico or weird parts of Europe, or there's crazy compilations coming out. Like, even just look at like the Mesthetics compilations coming out of the UK, and that's like city-specific compilations.
And such a brief period of time.
Yeah,
too.
Just a group that put out like one cassette. It'll be interesting, maybe 20, 25 years from now, if there's like, someone puts out a double LP of like, say, Isolated Now Waves Greatest Hits or something. Just, like, this unknown cassette label.
I wouldn't doubt it would happen. Yeah,
or like Rundown Sun or something. There's just so much now. You just think about the future and how much will be coming out then. But getting mildly off topic here. But so I guess we're gonna head right to that track. Yeah, this is great. It's a great ambient track. I wish I had nabbed this one. I think it's just 150 copies.
Yeah, it was pretty limited. I think they did it, although I'm pretty sure it sold out before they went and did this, but they did a collaborative tour of the UK where Prurient wasn't playing, but playing with Cold Cave. Dom was really mysterious about the whole collaborative aspect of the tour, so I haven't actually heard any feedback from it. This would have been a couple months ago. So.
Yeah, I think that was pretty brief. I don't remember hearing much about that myself. Yeah, exactly. We're just in the UK and Western Europe there. But this is great. I wish I had copped a copy myself. But this is it. This is free on the airwaves. Cold Cave Prurient collaboration right here.
Load
right
up
now.
Your tape deck so you can capture it now.
Thanks again, Josh. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. That last track there was a collaborative effort between Prurient and Cold Cave. Nice ambient piece there. Getting close to the end here. We've got a noise coming up next with Luke Meat. I think we might have a ticket giveaway or two. And end things off a little gnarly here. We've got a brand new track here by Billy Bao, the Basque, Basque via, I think he lives in New York City now. This is a brand new one on Parts Unknown. Fans of brain bombs ought to be paying attention right now. This is about as close as it's going to get these days. This is I believe it's untitled. I can't seem to find the title anywhere on the LP jacket. There's no insert or anything. Yeah, brand new one by Billy Bao, CITR 101.9.
Sex dealer, this is the love on the streets of Quiet.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. That was a brand new release there by the A-Frames, Climax Golden Twins, AFCGT, as they call themselves. It's a brand new CDR on the Climax Golden Twins label, Fire Breathing Turtle. That one might be tough to track down. I would try Aquarius Records if you're looking to get that. That's a live recording taken earlier this year, just a couple months back, actually, at the UW Hub in Seattle. Not even sure what that is. Ahead of that was a brand new Billy Bao track, untitled, off his brand new LP on Parts Unknown. That one's called May 08. Going to end things off here. We got a brand new track by Explorers, which is a mysterious entity that Not On Fun keeps releasing some of their, some of his, I believe it's just one guy, some of his releases. I played some earlier in the month under Matrix Metals, and it's a similar vibe here. Not a lot of information out there about this guy. I tried to pry the label, but they were not giving up much. They want to keep this guy in the shadows. This is a little excerpt from a brand new LP on the Not Not Fun label. This is Explorers. That was Pop Drones. Up next is A Noise.